listening to Jan Talk.
Go.
We in the jungle, baby.
Number one.
This that gin talk, this that gin talk, this that sit down gin make you zen talk. This that gin talk, this that gin talk, this that take a shot gin my best friend talk. This that gin talk, this that gin talk, this that sit down gin make you zen talk. This that gin talk, this that gin talk, this that take a shot gin my best friend talk.
Take a shot with the coupe. Pull one, better yet, pull two.
Yo, yo, yo. It's the Gin Talk Podcast with your boy, Mike J. Groovy Drew's not with us right now. I got Trav. I got Shell. In today's episode, we're talking about allowance, green lights, monthly. Would you let your significant other have an allowance or basically a free pass every month to go sleep with somebody else? And we know most of these people be like, nah, I wouldn't do that with my significant other. But you just got to think deep into it if you was in that situation, because that's some rich people stuff sometimes. Some of that ain't rich people stuff. It's like people
who rich people stuff.
Think so?
Yeah.
I feel like it's people who just, I think it's just really just based on the person, honestly.
Yeah. I mean, but you got to
think. I mean, I've seen on Facebook people who just normal people talk about, and I don't know how true it is, you know, people be capped, but how, you know, them, you know, their wives, well, I guess they talk about threesome, though. That's a little different than what we talking about.
It's about the same thing. Shoot. About all the
but y'all
things.
Talking about like somebody step like actually getting permission to go sleep with somebody else when their part their spouse isn't around, right?
Yeah. Well, they like they know it. So yeah, like they pretty much they got permission. So yeah. It might be it's kinda in the same ballpark.
It is, but I'm just saying though, you gotta think, I mean, you rich, when you rich and you got like in the upper echelon and all that stuff, you got to think too that your options are almost endless. So sometimes you got to compromise with your urges, or you can just, you know, thug it out. Because we don't know what these celebrities do behind closed doors 24/7. We don't know who hooked up with who or who's having these threesomes. Only what's brought into the pub. We don't know what's going on behind closed doors. You a freaking multi-millionaire, you can have shit covered up, or you can get so-and-so to fly out, so-and-so out in under an hour and all that, and get a cab and all that. You can do all that. You don't know who's hooking up with you. So, that being said, is it rich people stuff, or is it another lane in life, or can you do that as a regular person?
Shit, regular people do it every day. They eat life. One who like cheating, like if you get caught cheating, and that person allows you to come back, they ask you, nothing never happened. It almost like you gotta go in like, not even like the exact same thing, but shit, it's damn close.
It is, but you think too. When you think about cheating, everybody gets mad at cheating because you said I'm going to be faithful to you. Some people look at, all right, we can still have intimacy. I can still be there for you, but every once in a while, I'm gonna go out and have sex with somebody else just to, you know, get the urges out. And some people think like that. Me, I don't think like that per se. I'm just saying some people think like that. Like they'll have open relationships. I know you attracted to this so-and-so, so you might as well go ahead and do what you gotta do. And some people will just be dealing with that. They'll just live with that. And they'll still have a healthy, some people think there's a healthy relationship, but sometimes you're gonna find that right person. You just gonna end up falling for
it.
I think women do that more than men though, because they probably look at it like, okay, well, I know he gonna cheat, so since I know he gonna probably end up cheating, then I'm just gonna allow him to step outside our marriage. However, I mean, once or twice out of a year or something like that, men, it's hard for me to think that a man would be cool with his woman, because it's just something about y'all just knowing that. Up, not through there, just like, you know, the whole Will and Jada, he was crushed when he found out about August, so it's hard, unless y'all just type of people is just freaky as hell. They might just be that freaky ass couple that just enjoy sex that much, but still just love each other from the bottom of their heart and just know for a fact that neither one of them are going anywhere. And maybe, you know, maybe it'll work for them, you know, maybe they had to understand them, but you got to be strong, very strong minded for that type of situation.
And like I said,
first, I can't do that. Like, no offense, you feel like last, like you hit me that Neil, right on here. You said, I think women be more accepting to it than men. Cause there ain't no way.
Nah, it's an emotional thing. When men cheat, they cheat off of ego, and women will cheat because they're trying to fill a void that the current guy's not fulfilling. So if she step out,
or if they still maybe, I think a lot of women, like you said, that. But I think if a woman cheat emotionally, I think a woman would cheat probably with like an ex, somebody that they probably still got feelings. Somewhat feeling still for.
I think women want balance too, because if you're too much of a nice guy, they'll get bored of you. But if you're super, super aggressive or a bad boy, then it gets real toxic. So if you could become a balance, am I right? No, I'm hitting in the ballpark, right? Like, y'all like balance like that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I agree.
If you could be a balance where you know what I'm saying, you a sweetheart, but at the same time, you ain't going for it and all that shit, maybe everything be all right. But like you said, it fucks with a man's ego. If you step out with a man and he's providing something he can't provide her, that'll fuck a whole manhood up. That's why you see a lot of men don't do that shit.
So what, because I didn't read into the whole Michael Blackson. So what's the situation with this?
He said his girlfriend, whoever he's dating, allows them to like pretty much have a side chick.
And what about her? She don't get nobody, she just allowed him to do it?
Yeah. She said, basically the question was, oh, would you let your boo have one side piece of money?
That's just, he probably would just be single, because once a month, like, don't 4 weeks, to me, a month is nothing. I can probably understand maybe once out of the year, twice out of the whole year, but once a month, like, he might as well just be single.
You should be single. If you that rich, you should be single. And you gotta also think too that there's no such thing.
A different woman every month.
That's what I'm saying. Here I'm about to say though, it don't matter when you rich, because you rich. Like they saying, why so and so, he ugly as fuck, he ugly as this, you're not ugly, you just rich as fuck. So when you rich as fuck, you have all these options. So he probably got a connection with that girl where he doesn't want to leave it. He have some kind of a tie to her that he doesn't want to leave her, and he treats her some type of way, but he's like, you know what, I love you so much, you can go do whatever you want to do. Basically like what old buddy said, I don't want to know. So I think he has that mindset. He said, well, look, we know we both rich. We know people want us. Everybody be in our DMs. Once a month, let's just go ahead and do that.
Yeah.
But I don't know, man, because feelings be getting involved. Maybe not too much for a man, but definitely for a woman. Especially
female,
certain guy often.
Yeah. Like I said, women are always, like you said, if it's the same guy, but women, like, they gonna connect. I don't care. Well, every time a woman has sex, somebody they connect with, especially the same guy, they connect off one time. So imagine if more than one time.
And don't let it be good sex. Okay, you can keep going.
Yeah. Like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? If it, like, they don't get a connection. I don't care how much they trying to fight and how much they think, well, this is a sneaky link, a side piece. with that, this my thing. I ain't gonna say ball. A woman can't have a sneaker on. Cause she gonna, it's pretty much a relationship without a title for a woman.
Mm-hmm.
Because she gonna get drawn to this dude. Be connected to him. So it's no such thing as a fuck buddy for a woman. It's gonna be an unofficial relationship.
That'll trial, a free trial. Because think about it, you was with him, we sneaky link and all that stuff, and you see him the next day with another woman, you gonna feel some type of way. So how you with your little friend, all that.
Mm-hmm.
Men do the same thing too. Men do the same thing too. They don't show it. They'll say, mm-hmm, I saw buddy. And that be it. Like men getting their little feelings too.
So, I saw you with that lame man, nigga.
That's our little buddy. That's our buddy.
Yeah.
He over there looking, just smiling and shit, just chilling, living his best life. And you over there hating the shit. And her DMs telling about how lame he is. But shit, that's the whole thing with sex. Like, with sex, you just. And I think people just. You get a certain type of age where you just gotta start, you know what? I ain't about to waste all this energy off of no fuck shit. And,
I don't know why I say about the topic. Like, at our age, like really, at 25, when close you get 30, you should not be having meaningless sex because this shit gonna like drain energy. Some might get a child. Like, it's to me, it's never nothing come good from meaningless sex. Now, as I done grown, it just seems like nothing don't come of it. It's good, man. Except for a feeling.
I'd say just to each his own, because you still got people out here that is able, you know, to have sex and not catch feelings and just want to live that type of lifestyle. It ain't for everybody, but you got people that's strong enough to handle.
Yeah, most of them be nymphos, though. I think one might be nymphos. Think about it. This is like a porn star. This my wedding will be on porn stars type shit.
Well, you gotta think too. Those professional porn stars videos and all that shit. Some of that shit is fake. Maybe acting that shit. Some, but I get what you're saying.
Like some acting as far as what
they ain't really moaning. They just sticking that shit in, just moaning and be like, all right, maybe they hitting it and all that shit. And then you know, yeah, some of that shit just be acting. Like, they be like, all right, cut, get in this position. And all this shit. Yeah, I'm a porn connoisseur. But anyway, look. What he's saying is basically people are nympho and they just gotta have it. And some people just don't like to go to bed alone sometimes.
Yeah.
Like, you know, when you single, you know, we were young. You single, just chilling. I just wanna know what so and so doing. And you just think about it. You just think about all your past back in the day. You're like, you know what? We had a connection. But when you had that like one night stand with somebody, you gonna have that connection.
Yeah,
it's gonna be a connection.
If you do it more than one time.
Yeah.
Chances are y'all got a connection. Y'all,
what's a one night stand? Give me a definition. I really don't know. Is a one night stand
a one off?
Just met somebody and you have sex, or just the first time y'all had sex and don't have sex again?
Well, I say
either one.
Yeah, either one. I just say it's the same because nowadays, I don't know how it was back in the day, but nowadays dudes, when they have even get the chance and they like you, but they ain't ready for no relationship, but they want to have sex with you, they do want a phone call back. So they really gonna go out and, you know, go out their way to please you and shit. So they want a phone call back. You don't want to go in there, and then next thing you know it, you the topic of the group chat of that nigga came for. And all that shit. And the next thing you know, people are laughing at you and all that shit. And there'll be some grimy ass women out there that'll post you on Facebook and shit. And that shit be terrible. And men do it too. They be exposing everything. But nah, the worst thing you could do is give out some good ass sex and cut them off. That's terrible. Mm-mm. I'm saying that's with emotion because of the emotions. It's because of the emotions.
But you, but with women, whether it's good or bad, if they just like a normal female and they had sex with you, they gonna be attached to you anyway.
Yeah.
It just, it's just the women.
I was talking to that. We don't talk for 3 months, and like legit, we didn't have sex or anything. In 3 months, and I legit like him. I've been like having sex with him. Like I legit like I was feeling him that much, but it didn't work out. But you right. Like sometimes it's just how we are when it comes to, you know, emotional. So something like that, it don't even necessarily have to be sex.
Yeah, he's about sex. First one, with most women, it's not about sex. It's about that emotional connection. A woman, like when a woman get her body, it just is some goes on, and it's like you got a connection. A connection goes out. That's why I say it's more important, especially for women, not to have. Yeah. Meaningless sex opposed to men, because like you don't want to be tied to all these dudes. You don't want to have like soul ties and shit like that.
Because a man can stimulate you mentally, spiritually, and all that. All you gotta do, I mean, it's more than sex. Like you said, like he can uplift you. He'll be cool about it, and he'll, you know what I'm saying. He won't even make it about sex. The whole focal point won't even be about sex. He just being like, I just like you for you and all that, but I'm not ready for a relationship. And he could be a safe place for you. Once he becomes that safe place for you, then you'd be like, damn, this motherfucker could be damn a husband or some shit like that. And then you get attached, and then you just keep on realizing that y'all ain't on that. He ain't ready for that. And he up front with the shit.
Man, he knew he wasn't ready for that shit.
Yeah, you know he wasn't, but the thing is, you pronounce some niggas do some fuck shit and be like, I ain't ready for no relationship, and then just string them along until they take the bait. Well, some dudes will be up front, like, I'm not ready for no relationship. I'm attracted to you and all that, but I ain't gonna even try you like that. And some women will, you know, respect you for that, for being honest. And sometimes they'll still try.
Yeah, to see if they change you.
Say that again.
I say, yeah, to see if they can change you.
Yeah.
Change your feelings on being in a relationship with them.
Yeah. And that's the thing, too. When you have sex, you're rolling the dice because you don't know if y'all sexually compatible. If y'all ain't sexually compatible, then that shit ain't going to fly.
I think you can become sexually compatible and compatible. It depends on the connection y'all got.
We had this conversation at the barbecue.
I think women, we kind of like, we just go with the flow. Like, if we like a person, we'll deal with them even if the sex just ain't as good. Not all women. Now, you know, some women, they love their sex and stuff, but a woman is just more into feelings and emotion and vibes. They'll end up, you know, just dealing with it, you know, with the sex that's not as good. But I don't think a man, if the woman that he's dealing with, if she ain't giving to him right, I don't think he gonna deal with it like a woman could.
Nah, he ain't.
Yeah. That's why God made that. Yeah, it's deep in that. Because you think about it, when a man has sex and he comes, all that, if he don't really like you after he orgasms, them feelings is out the door. Because when a man is, you know what I'm saying, all that testosterone build up, his mind is clouded and everything. So he's going to make decisions. That's why they be saying don't be thinking with your dick and shit. Because some niggas be thinking what they did. And that dick takes over. Well, yeah. I mean, sometimes you just got to check, you know, keep your dick in check and shit. Like, nah, we can't do it. So once you keep...
Yeah, you got to fight them urges.
You gotta fight the merges, and then once you can be, you know what I'm saying, like they said, master your domain and all that shit, you can, you know what I'm saying, make good decisions. Some dudes just be thinking what they dick, and then next thing you know it, they in some bad situation. They with somebody they ain't really in love with. And then next thing you know, they miss.
I think a lot of times, it just like, man, me and my family, they didn't try to get that nut off. Like I said, it might be stuck with the person then. It might get stuck with them. Might have baby that can't dance so can't get rid of them then. Oh, you just find yourself in a bad situation. So yeah, you gotta think logical. Yes, we can have sex. But what is this gonna lead to in the long run?
So we're gonna have sessions and memories. Got
all that. You don't need to be about to remember because you be don't forget about that shit. Like, oh, yeah, let me go there and use me.
Shit. That's say what you're saying?
That shit ain't just into it like that.
That's true. That's why they said when you doing these sneaky links or one night stands, don't be having sex like y'all had on the honeymoon.
That's what the thing. That's what sneaky links are now. They're an unofficial relationship. Like, you people, they be posting their sneaky link. All these statuses and posts be by us, their sneaky link. It's pretty much just an unofficial relationship. So they just give people scared. They don't want to be embarrassed or hurt, so they just call it a sneaky link. So if the shit goes left, I'm like, oh, they just my sneaky link anyway. I ain't had no feeling no damn way. They don't have feeling for each other.
And they be the main ones flexing their ass on their stories and shit. You get your feelings hurt.
Yeah, yeah.
That's one thing you can't do. Social media gonna tell it all. Columbus is small. Yeah, man. Everybody gotta make them decisions. Especially when you get older. Like you said.
I think I'm at a point in my life where I'm just like, just do whatever makes you happy in your life. Don't try to go by what society tells you to do. Just live it to how you want to live it. I mean, because you really can't just say, well, you need to be in a relationship or you need to do this or do that. Just because
you can live it, but I can't explain
it. It's just live your life, man. Just live your life. Life's so short. Just live it. Just be happy. Whatever makes you happy.
Be happy, but they're just going to be this reckless. So I think what's going on, a lot of people are reckless. Really.
Don't like, be out here making babies knowing you ain't going to take care of it, or don't be out here passing on STDs, HIV, and doing all that.
Yeah, but, don't be overdosing all that shit.
But, because honestly, I think I'm at a point in my life where I'm good with a friend. Like, I don't have to be necessarily right now in a relationship. Like, I have a friend. We can go out. We can hang out. We can see each other from time to time. Give me my space. I give you your space. And everything's good. Like, no stress. No arms.
See, that's the best thing. When I was just like, you ain't got to worry about it. If I don't call you or I just need my... I'm on the first. I need my space. I don't want to feel like, hey... I don't want nobody upset me. I just want to do my own thing. They're not saying that just to sleep or talk to somebody else. I just like doing my own shit. It's just me. I like being my own.
I don't be doing nothing, but I like my own space, and I don't want to have to answer to nobody right now. You know, none of that. Like, I like how things is going in my life, and I'm satisfied with it. I don't look at nobody like it and give me nothing.
Yeah, me either. Yeah. Yeah, well, that's the point I'm at too. Because I just like enjoying life. Enjoying life, you know what I'm saying? I'm to the point in life where I'm happy enough with myself to be like, yeah, I'm living a great life right now. So, shit. You know what I'm saying? I know what I said. Anybody get a relationship with, you gotta be somebody that's gonna add on. You can't take that 0.1% from what I got going on now. So anything you bring gotta be an add on. Like, I can't just self. That's why I say I can't self live. I feel like I can't self less than what I deserve.
You gonna bring somebody to bring value to your life.
Yeah, man. I said, value, business, hey, man. Go to another level. Yeah. That's when little me or her ain't seen before.
Yeah. I think Shell was saying, like, when it's like society tells you gotta be at this age and all that to get married or have kids and all that, when you see everybody just living their life, just doing what the hell they wanna do.
Yeah, do what make you happy. Do what make you happy.
A post, matter of fact, not too long before we start the show, a guy was saying how he went to his kid graduation little thing, ceremony at school, and he said it went, besides him and one other dude, no other kids had their dad with them at the graduation ceremony. It's little kids now. Probably little elementary, middle school kids. Said nobody besides him and another dude. They didn't have their dad there. And I'm like, it's just so sad. So sad.
If a lot of dudes would be around, but they a lot of kids. That's what I'm saying. Like, there's, you don't want nobody to have no child when you know you and then your co-parent can't get along, and like you can't be eye to eye. We can't be around. So nobody don't want that. And then, like, I feel like kids, I don't care. Kids don't want to see their mom and dad together. I don't care what they might say. Every child comes out, want to see their mom and dad together. Now, he gonna let it. That might fade over time, but little kids, they want to know why mom and dad don't live together. Why mom and daddy's over there, my daddy got somebody else over here. Like, kids want to know that sometimes.
So, but nowadays, the way the world is, it's going to be normal for it to be just one parent household type thing. Kids ain't going to really question it because that's going to be just what they're used to seeing.
Now I'm just at a thought. Now let me know if I'm on the deep end. It's probably going to be on the deep end. So, we live in this show and tell era. Like, everybody wants a pat on the back. Do you think all that comes from parents not basically uplifting them and patting kids on the back?
It could be. But nowadays, everybody wants trophies just inside.
Everybody just instant gratification and shit, not earning, not going through. Like, if we lost the game, we lost the game. We ain't getting that. Like, everybody, okay, you try. Yeah.
So right now, like posts where people, when they say, like, they're posting about, like, paying their bills on time, just doing grown up stuff when that's what you're supposed to do.
All that. That's what I like. Yeah. To me, they want that instant gratification for anything.
That's what I feel like. I feel like there's not a lot of love at the home from the start. So now everybody want to get pat on the backs from their peers and all that stuff. Like, where people can't just be, you know, secure with themselves and just walk amongst each other and just, you know what I'm saying, just live life. Everybody, like you said, be posting, I done paid my bills on time, or I did this. I got 22s on this damn car, or some shit like that.
That comes from a lot. Like, that comes from people. I think everybody wants to be a celebrity now. The social media gave people power. Like, everybody feel like, shit, I'm a celebrity. I can live out like the celebrity. Now, growing up, only time we see people doing good or doing stuff was on TV. But now, shit, you look at your phone, you see what people doing.
Hell yeah. Everything's staged too. I don't give a fuck. Hey, your camera ain't on all the time to catch some spectacular shit like that all the time. Like, everybody got a stage. Say what?
Oh, go ahead.
What you said? I couldn't hear what you said. You went out.
No. Go ahead.
I was just basically saying everything was on stage, basically. And so, like, everybody be trying to capture all this stuff. And or they trying to do pranks, or they saying, you know, like some of them relationships things on YouTube, like all that shit staged. Like, people be saying, I'm doing this for the homeless, but you should just do that behind closed doors instead of showing it off. And some people think otherwise. I just feel like, you know what I'm saying, if you're gonna bless somebody, your blessing should be between you and God and that person, not the whole world. Cause I feel like sometimes you do it for the wrong person, for the wrong reason. Like, if you ain't had your camera, you probably wouldn't gave him that 20, or you gave him that. But humanity itself is just different, so it ain't what it used to be.
And then a lot of I'm gonna say this, and I might step on some toes, but a lot of this stuff that we were just talking about come from us Black folks.
Yeah.
I can compare my like timeline, like my status, you know, my peers, people that, you know, I've been around, you know, in Columbus, whatever, versus people that I friended on Facebook that I worked with. I can compare, and it's a whole different ball game. Like, they don't do half of the stuff that we do. And I don't know why we are like the way we are. But
competition.
We do too much.
Yeah.
And I want to out battle, well, outshine the next person. No, I had a conversation with EJ the other day, like, what the problem with Columbus, like, nobody. None of them. We can't name that one person in the Tri-City area where in Columbus that have got rich off popularity. like it's cool to get clout compared to other cities like Atlanta. Like when they got money. Like the money has came. Like they took that money, put somebody else on and stuff like that. I can't think of now one of us that down here that got money that really is bringing it up, like shit, bringing the city up, putting the city not just in a local spotlight, but in a national spotlight.
Yeah.
So a lot of times, that is, instead of competing with the person you be standing next to, shit, you gotta push that person forward, shit. Everybody get behind. If everybody get behind one person or one thing, it can be the biggest. And once they reach, hopefully when they reach that, we reach another level, they can pull somebody else up. And when the next person get up there, they pull somebody else up. But so, you don't want to do that, though. You want to create a competition.
Yeah, but I want to clap. I don't know why people want to be famous anyway, because the moment you fuck up, they're gonna turn their back on you. You might as well just, you know what I'm saying, be one of them people that be known for helping other people. And you know what I'm saying, think about, you know what I'm saying, think about taking care of your family and, you know, generational wealth and all this shit. But people just want to pat on the back. They want to be the top dog. But that's what they said with that crabs in a bucket shit. Once you help people, but you do want, you help other people out, good things happen to you and everything. But like you said about Columbus, it's like go ahead.
You gotta help without wanting nothing in return. You just gotta do it from the heart and not from the hand. So you want somebody to want some guidelines shit later on. You gotta agenda. You almost help nobody with a gym. Like, your shit gotta be pure. Like, you just do that shit because it's the right thing to do, not just expect some shit laid on well, bring up well. I do it such and such for you. You're supposed to be genuine.
That's why people But yeah, you can do that, and then you know people take advantage of that shit too. And that's why a lot of people are very, very cautious of who they do.
But they can take advantage of it, but after a while, you're gonna smarten up, and then they're gonna lose their business.
Yeah. We gotta stop scamming each other too. That's one thing. Don't scam. Black people, stop scamming each other. Don't do that. Just help. I can't stand scamming, boy. Everything somebody trying to sell you some shit, man. Stop gatekeeping shit, you know what I'm saying? If you got a business, by all means. If you out here and you just scamming other people and all that, that shit ain't cool. Just people are whole. Not even Black people. People are whole.
Scam.
People quick scam. Yeah. They'll scam right in front of your face and go open up a new business. It's all good. But yeah, sometimes you just gotta be self-aware about shit. That's why one thing people didn't like that Kendrick Lamar album, because it was all about self-awareness. Some people don't even care.
Accountability. You gotta be accountable for shit. People don't want to be called out on their shit. And that's why America, where not just America, but society got so soft. Nobody don't want like to be told, well, you're not necessary, you're not right. So what you're doing is not right. So instead of them taking responsibility for that, they come with a reason not to lie. So I'm a lie, oh, that ain't right. So it's just a lack of accountability.
Man, we had a point in the situation. You saw that bullshit, the uncanceling award or some shit like that?
Oh, yeah.
Man, they don't get the fuck on out of there.
If he did that.
What is it?
It's some award at it was American Music Awards. I think they did uncanceling artists. They uncanceled Travis Scott, Michael Jackson, some other people.
Yeah, Travis Scott.
Yeah. I said,
but
bro,
they never canceled Michael Jackson.
I don't know why they brought Michael Jackson up in the first place.
I've been dead since 2009.
No. Yeah, I know
it. It's like, bro, cancel culture, boy. It supposed to have been a good thing. Y'all done turned it to a madhouse. That's why I can't take it serious no more. That's why everybody is going to do what they're going to do. They're going to do what they want to say. They're going to say what they want to say and do what they want to do.
People don't. If you don't agree with it, I mean you're wrong. You don't count. But I'm putting it with it.
You ain't got to be right all the damn time. So
no, you don't. No, you don't.
And rest in peace to all those people that lost their lives in Buffalo in the past week. It's terrible. This shit crazy. I want everybody to just be safe. You know what I'm saying? Hug your loved ones and everything and just watch your surroundings because people are crazy. And I don't know when this shit gonna end.
Same on that, man. She gonna be like that to the end of time. For the rest of how long the earth gonna survive shit. She gonna be like this.
That shit was like, it was bad in 2019. Everybody thought 2019. I said, shit, all them damn mass shootings in 2019. Then COVID just shut everything down.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's scary. Thinking you about to go to, go grocery store.
Yeah, you can't go nowhere.
You don't need to come back home. Be your family.
Oh, you trying to stay close to home? Shit, you never know. I don't like even police shit, stuff. I be around like you being lowest power. Well, I be in lowest power. I'm coming with.
Hello.
Yeah, I say
it. You will fade it out a little bit.
I'll be nervous when I be in large crowds. I have a vibe when I be in large crowds.
Just get a bad vibe.
You never know shit. You know what might pop out.
Yeah.
I didn't used to be like that, but like now I'm starting to get more like weirded out because just by the craziness that's been going around, like you just never know.
Yeah.
No, I can't do no hole in the wall. Hell no. When I want no one more. You can't do that.
I'd be watching your surroundings too. You just got
it's like being scared to go to these big events because you don't know when a sniper shooter, damn mass shooter, gonna start blasting out in the open somewhere.
Yeah. Get the shoe. Right then. You can't have a good time. I'm tripping.
Nah, cause they mad at life. They wanna take it out of other people and that shit is sad. But just gotta keep matter of fact, everybody just need to go get strapped up and just go do something. Cause this shit getting crazy.
Yeah. Crazy,
yeah. Well, anything else y'all got going on?
No, I ain't got nothing yet.
So, you got anything?
Nope. I'm good.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm at work right now. I was just letting y'all know that we appreciate y'all tuning in to the Gen Talk podcast. And we appreciate y'all
supporting us for the last 2 years, as always. We in the jungle, baby.
The jungle. Good night. Good night.
Yes.
Good night. Good night.
Yeah, we live and we lit. Live and we lit. Speaking on a whole lot of different topics. Lit and we live. You know the vibe. Everybody can relate. From the female to the guys. You might catch a hangover on this. Might need a little something, something to chase it with. We gon' laugh and talk a whole lot of shh. Like to welcome you to the Gen Talk Podcast. Let's get lit. This that Gen Talk. This that Gen Talk. This that sit down Gen to make you Zen talk. This that Gen Talk. This that Gen Talk. This that.